Hello and welcome to Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and today we are thrilled to spotlight the Rome Sustainable Food Project at American Academy in Rome. This incredible initiative, founded in 2006 under the guidance of Alice Waters, blends the art of gastronomy with sustainability. The team focuses on creating seasonal, organic, and locally sourced meals that nourish not only the body, but also the spirit of collaboration and community. Joining us today are talented individuals from their kitchen who will share their insights into their food waste initiatives, creating cooking processes, and how they transform discarded ingredients into delicious meals. Let's dive into their inspiring journey of mindful consumption and sustainable cooking. Hello and welcome to our Food for the Future podcast. It's so lovely to have you all here. And before we start with our questions, I would like to ask you if you can shortly introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Giorgia Lauri. I'm the sous chef at the Rome Sustainable Food Project. I was an intern before many, many years ago. And now with Sara and Fausto and Valentina, we run the kitchen.
Hi, I'm Sarah Levy, and I am the chef and supervisor of interns of the Rome Sustainable Food Project. I also started out many years ago as an intern myself, and been working there ever since.
Amazing. Can you tell me a bit more about the Rome Sustainable Food Project and the way you are actually reducing waste in your kitchen? And what is the main philosophy in your kitchen?
Our project was founded 17 years ago with the primary mission of creating sustainably made meals for the community at the American Academy in Rome. So it's a very unique place because it's not a restaurant, it's not a culinary school, but it's not a cafeteria, but it's also kind of a mix of all of those things. And Alice Waters, who was the founder of the farm-to-table movement back of more than 50 years ago now in California, was directly involved in the founding of our project in 2007. Wow. So we continue to this day to prepare meals with the teachings that we have learned through her activism, through her books, and through the work that still to this day she does to change the food culture, especially in the United States. Here in Italy, of course, we're lucky because we're coming from a place that has a very strong food culture. But our mission is to create these meals for this community in a way that is healthy and sustainable for them, for the people who are eating these meals every day for almost a year, but also sustainable for the earth and regenerative for the soil and reducing as much as possible the amount of waste. So we have many different techniques that we use in order to reduce waste.
As I've been to American Academy and I saw that you have your own gardens where you grow your produce, I also noticed that you truly focus on sourcing your products locally in order to achieve Zero Kilometers initiative. Can you tell us more about that?
So I think what's interesting, I'll start from producer and then obviously also our garden, that it's always, especially in the summer, producing quite a lot. And we're very lucky and we have a beautiful garden book where we can actually sort of like track how much we're producing of each things. And in terms of producer, I think we are working with mostly local producer. And one thing that we really like is also trying to support small businesses. So we are lucky enough that we can adapt and change our menu. That means that we can sort of like change it according to what's available, but also change it. Let's see that we have two basic vegetable producers that are just outside Lazio. At that point, we have different producers from legumes to rice. We have a beautiful producer in Tuscany. that produce rice from cheeses, and we can go around and we try to also build our list of producer. And even if we order little quantity from each one of them, it means that we can sustain them and work with directly. So we very rarely use a middleman. And that allows us to work, to have a direct relationship with the producers. And the other thing, it's because we changed the menu, we also know that, let's say, our producer has a lot of borage or something is happening, meaning that they have to harvest fast because of a rain that's not been that's not expected. Then we know we can take that on. We know we can get what they need to give. We know we can support it. We know we can use it. And that, I think, to me, working at Academy with the changing menu, a lot of food waste reduction and sustainability within a menu planning, so from a specific cooking point of view, is possible thanks to variety. I think if I'm thinking also of a restaurant, it would be interesting to have more changing menus according to what you have rather than stable menu that work with what you want to put on the menu.
Yeah.
And just work more on what you have and then plan your menu according to that rather than put on what people want.
I agree that being flexible with menus provides chefs with the opportunity to be more creative and to make most out of available ingredients in order to reduce the food waste. But it also offers a variety in dishes and it's allowing people to try new things. And I wanted to ask you if you could tell us more about your internship experience as you had the opportunity to work with such an amazing chefs. Did they teach you any valuable tips or tricks for reducing food waste, or is there any particular dish that you would like to talk about?
Well, I think what is great is, the lunches. Like, dinners are usually planned in advance, obviously following what the producers have, but they're more, like, thought in advance. And lunch, the chefs just, like, open the fridge. We see what is left from the days before, or, like, for example, vegetables, like, the tougher parts we always keep to make broths, or we cook instead of using in a salad. So I think what I really like are the lunches, because then it's like really using everything we have in a creative way. And there's like, it's not deciding in advance what we're making, but it's like improvising with what we have. And yeah, mostly like using also like pestos. Offcuts and like, the pesto with the rucola. We made a lot with the rucola stems that maybe like the night before we made a salad with the rucola. And then for lunch, we make a pesto with the stems that we use for risotto or for pasta.
I was lucky to attend Sustainable Gastronomy Day, which was held at American University in Rome, where we got to try these dishes, which were inspired with a zero waste philosophy, basically so it's cooking with scraps. And my favorite was potato peels, for sure. And what advice would you give to young people to reduce food waste and to be more mindful of their food consumption?
I think the best advice that I could give is to connect to the land. Mm-hmm. Because if you have the possibility of growing your own vegetables, if you don't have the space, maybe you could volunteer on a farm or do a CSA. Spend some time connecting to the land, because we've seen that even here at in our small urban garden that we have at the Academy, the more time that we spend in the garden, so, you know, harvesting, but also planting and also just seeing the amount of time and work that it takes to grow anything. When you harvest what you've grown, you don't want to throw anything away.
Yeah.
And so that's really what pushes your creativity. So it's important to become creative as cooks, because so much of what we throw away is actually delicious and usable. And there are more and more resources now, cookbooks and online resources that teach you, that at least can help to kind of push and jog your creativity to think twice before throwing things away. And then, and I'm not just talking about vegetables. I mean, also, you know, bones and cheese rinds and old bread. There's so many things that can be reused in creative ways. It's just a matter of thinking a little bit more outside the box and having fun, you know, because it's all of these ingredients add texture to food. They add flavor to food. So why would you throw it away when you can use it to make broths and, you know, bases? You know, Italian cooking is all about starting out with the sofrito. Sofrito doesn't have to be just carrots and celery and onion. You know, it can be so much more than that. You can chop up all the little stems and odds and ends that have flavor and throw them into your sofrito. You can throw them into your soups. You can boil them and puree them and add them into your sauces and risotto. So we really, really encourage people to be creative, to think twice before throwing things away.
Maybe another thing, I don't know, it's as someone that lived by herself for a long time, on top of obviously the attention that you can have on your own, your within what you buy, what you can use. Another thing that I would suggest is that there is no youth action if you don't live within your community. And so ask questions, go around, because I know, and there should be more, there are community kitchens where you can see what food waste, like what people do with food waste. There's a, you know, for sure, an organization called Recoup that collect. So you can go and volunteer for Recoup, collect wasted food off of there. You can, you know, see what they do, how they transform it, and yet take more of a community action towards it as a young cook to be.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we need to break stereotypes about food consumption, such as the idea that only certain parts of produce are usable while the rest should be wasted. I think this mindset comes often from traditions passed down from our mothers and grandmothers. However, we should be more creative and think outside of the box to reduce food waste. Because if reducing food waste becomes our standard practice, it would not only be more sustainable, but will also save us money and valuable resources. Do you have any food waste inspired recipe that you would like to share with us?
We use old bread to make bread soups, and or one of my favorite things, we actually did this yesterday, is taking old bread and just removing the crusts and grinding it up like in a food processor, or you can cut it with a knife, and then just flavoring it with oil and herbs and garlic and cheese. And then you throw it on anything and put it in the oven. You can throw it on some vegetables. You can, you know, scatter it over like a gratin of vegetables, anything, and then just bake it in the oven until it's crispy, and it adds so much crunchy deliciousness. We did it yesterday with potatoes and peppers, but you can do it with virtually any vegetable.
That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time.